BBC News for Jerry Smith. Vladimir Putin has thanked his government for its achievements ahead of his inauguration for a fourth term as Russian president. Mr. Putin has been in power as president or prime minister for the past 18 years. Opponents have likened his tenure to the reign of a Tsar. His supporters say he's boosted Russia's standing on the international stage. India's top court is expected to decide shortly where a trial should be held in a rape and murder case that caused mass outrage. An 8-year-old Muslim girl from Jammu and Kashmir was gang-raped and killed in January by Hindus who wanted her tribe to move off their land. The British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is expected to make a series of appearances on American television as part of an attempt to persuade President Trump not to abandon the Iran nuclear deal. Mr. Johnson, who's in Washington, has admitted the deal has its weaknesses, but believes they could be remedied. The British trade union movement has issued details of a new study saying that the number of children in poverty has gone up in the UK by 1 million in less than a decade. A government spokesperson rejected the figures, saying household incomes have never been higher. Israel has reacted strongly to early indications that after Sunday's election in Lebanon, Hezbollah will be able to renew their power-sharing arrangement with other parties and remain in government. The education minister tweeted that Israel will not differentiate between the state of Lebanon and Hezbollah and would hold the Lebanese government responsible for any action from within its territory. A bride decided to go ahead with her wedding in Sao Paulo State in Brazil, despite having arrived at the ceremony in a helicopter which crashed and burst into flames. The helicopter clipped a tower and plummeted to the ground, but the passengers and pilot managed to escape before the fuel tanks exploded.